It has been 5 months since a four-day traffic jam on the George Washington Bridge blossomed into a political scandal that threatens New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's national ambitions. But the scandal also threatens the reputation of a 90-year-old agency with a proud tradition that spends $8 billion a year on regional transportation. WNYC senior editor Andrea Bernstein has been covering that agency for 20 years. In this news analysis, she says the authority is at an unprecedented inflection point that could determine not only its reputation, but how well it spends all the billions it collects on tolls and airport fees.
Good morning. I would really like to take this opportunity to comment and talk about the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey.
We are now at the point in the arc of the story on the Port Authority where a council of elders has gathered to ponder its fate.
In serious need of lasting reform.
Lost in its own impenetrable ways.
A creeping dysfunction has infiltrated the governance.
That means something serious is wrong.
The public is a lot more aware of what's seriously wrong at the Port Authority, corruption, patronage, conflicts of interest, thanks to a certain traffic jam in September.
At 211 Fourley, traffic is a nightmare. The GW Bridge is totally gridlocked.
The jam was ordered by David Wildstein, who was then the authority's director of interstate capital projects, and who was previously a political blogger. His position had been specially created by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. And then Wildstein resigned.
On the advice of counsel, I assert my right to remain silent.
But others are talking, finally, about reform. What Bridgegate has exposed is a long drift away from the job of running the Hudson River crossings and area airports and seaports. Founded in 1921 by an act of Congress, the bi-state agency, once a proud sponsor of modernist marvels like the George Washington Bridge and Kennedy Airport, has run aground in a political swamp. It's become
the proverbial honeypot, a cookie jar, a rainy day fund, whatever metaphor you prefer.
Senator Charles Schumer is always Johnny on the spot on the hot topics of the day. Last week, he gathered a bunch of mostly men in gray suits in a smallish room in Midtown to lecture them about the greater good.
The honeypot mentality has turned the Port Authority into a 50-50 operation between the two states. I get mine, you get yours.
That is, the two governors have been so busy diverting authority money to local projects that the bathrooms at the main terminal at LaGuardia Airport haven't been renovated in 30 years. It wasn't always like that. For its first six decades, says Jameson Doig, author of the definitive book on the Port Authority, its work and its executives were highly respected.
In 1995, Governor Pataki broke this tradition of professional selection of executive directors.
Pataki named the Conservative Party boss to that job. In response, New Jersey Governor Christine Todd Whitman demanded that she get to appoint a deputy director to report directly to the board, not to New York's executive director, who from 2008 to 2011 was Chris Ward. Here's how that idea worked out.
That is inherently a corrupting decision because it brings in not someone who is there for the purposes of management for the institution, but rather it's a political watchdog answering political questions of what's good for New Jersey.
So axing the deputy director position is the first item on the reformers' list. There's also a lot of head nodding over the need for things like actual public votes and public debates. The first time the board tried that a couple of months ago, there was a do-over because the board accidentally voted to approve a project before they debated it. But at least the board is trying. Governors Andrew Cuomo and Chris Christie, not so much. Their best idea seems to be to break up the authority so each can jam their hand into the $8 billion honeypot without any interference from the other. Here's Christie last week.
I've argued all along that New Jersey was not getting its fair share of money for appropriate New Jersey projects from the Port Authority.
By appropriate, he means
really important projects like the Pulaski Skyway, like Route 440, like the Whitpen Bridge.
None of those projects are owned or operated by the Port Authority, but the Port Authority's money relieved the New Jersey state transportation budget, which means Christie didn't have to raise the gas tax to pay for those really important projects. Senator Schumer sees his mission in historical terms, laying the groundwork for a new act of Congress to create a revitalized Port Authority. That's what New Jersey U.S. Senator Walter Edge did way back when the last century was fresh. That's when the Progressive era was in full swing and the Port Authority seemed like the best thing you could do to advance good government and take the politics out of transportation and infrastructure building. So New York and New Jersey drew up the so-called Port Authority Compact.
And sent to Congress by Senator Walter Edge of New Jersey.
At this point, Schumer paused in his speech to stray from his remarks.
Who had heard of Walter Edge? Dennis, no one else. I sure hadn't.
Rewind that.
Who had heard of Walter Edge?
David Wildstein, the former Christie appointee who ordered the lane closures and also ordered up billions of dollars in projects to benefit New Jersey, he'd heard of Walter Edge. When he operated as a super-secret blogger, before his super-secret stint at the Port Authority, Wildstein gave himself a pseudonym, Wally Edge. In both his roles, Wildstein thrived because no one was paying attention and few people cared. Now maybe, just maybe, that's changed. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.